go to M01E on Instagram.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
No corro, camino, evitando que me vaya a tropezar. Te miro, respiro, busco esa calma que me va a frenar. Es la verdad, contigo enfrente yo no puedo ni cantar. Es la verdad, yo sigo siendo el muñeco, nunca paras de jugar conmigo.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories. That was Falta Poco by the epic Venezuelan band Raguayana. My name is DJ D-Rod. I'm here in the studio with my favorite DJ, the Stop. Witchest of them all. You know, it's It's spooky season, so she's shining. But she shines always. DJ Bruja.
Thank you so much. Hola, hola. Buenas tardes, buenas noches, gente linda. Wherever you are, welcome to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Bienvenidos a Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
El ungüento.
The ointment for the soul. El ungüento para el alma al cuadrado.
Al cuadrado. al cubo, a la potencia que necesites.
Welcome everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, indeed, that was Falta Poco by legendary band Rawayana, and thank you for that beautiful intro, DJ Dira.
Of course,
you're
DJ
also
Bruja.
My favorite DJ.
Stop. And you know something we have in common apart from being each other's favorite DJs?
Stop.
Our love for Rawayana.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. You know what? This special is definitely dedicated to the legendary band Rawayana, and we decided to start with Falta Poco because
because falta poco pa'l concierto.
Yes, it's not that long until the concert here in so-called Vancouver at Fortune Sound. Apparently it's sold out, but who knows?
Who knows?
There may be some tickets available at the door, and if you like the band, you should definitely check them out or maybe go to another concert if you can. I know they're touring around the U.S. right now, and they did some concerts as well in Venezuela and some parts of Central America,
yes.
Costa Rica. And a bunch of other places. But yes, here Ooh. It is next week, November 1st.
November 1st.
We are so excited.
We are so excited. And so we decided to play music from all of their albums today. Just a little taste of their trajectory. And this specific concert, I think, though, it's going to be mostly songs from their new album.
Yes.
Perhaps.
¿Quién trae las cornetas? Yes. I think so. I've been trying to look for set lists online, but they're all like a mix of everything, so I don't know. But that's fine. I like to be surprised too. So I'm just looking forward to it, and I'm so, so excited. We went last year. Mm-hmm. It was at the Rickshaw Theater around this time, eh?
October 1st.
October
1st. So it took them like a year and a month to come back.
Yeah. And it was, and I say this, like genuinely one of the best concerts of my life. Like they have such an incredible stage presence. I feel like their live versions of songs are also so epic without leaving their Rawayana essence. Of course, we're going to dig into why we like them so much and why Viva Porú has been such a fan of them over the years. But I think I had never seen them live, and that was my first time. And they did not disappoint.
Not at all. The energy, as you say, and the presence.
Yeah.
And just listening to these songs that we have been listening to for over 10 years, probably.
A decade.
So... We mentioned, we'll talk more about why we love Rawayana, but this first song is from their first album, Licencia para Ser Libre, which came out probably the
2011,
year...
2011. Yeah, 2011. The band was formed in 2007 with two original members, Beto and Tony, and then later they added Abeja, guitarist, and also like, you know, some voice, and his dad actually as a drummer.
I didn't know that.
And they used to play in like bars and local, like the local Venezuelan scene, and then it was later that they added Fosforo, my personal favorite member, the drummer. He is so awesome, and I really like that he's super low-key and like, you know, but he's a great drummer. Like, what?
No, so
I feel like the rhythms and like the percussion side of Rawayana is incredible. It, you know, has of course reggae vibes, ska vibes, and now we're seeing more of an like Afrobeat vibes. But they play a little bit of everything, even pop, boleros, like just everything. They're chameleons.
We'll
get to that in a minute.
Yes, yes. Perhaps we can jump into our next music segment.
Yes, we should. Speaking of reggae, we're going to start with a little bit of a reggae vibe in this segment. We're going to start with Sin Ti by, of course, Rawayana, Willy Rodriguez, La Vida Bohème, and Maclopedia.
You probably listened to the song. It's epic. It's incredible. I've heard it playing when I went to Toronto in 2018. And it was playing at a random cafe.
And you know what? It's actually a cover because the original is from, I am not exactly sure. We should look it up. But I've heard the original. It's incredible too. And this version is also so cool. Yeah.
Oh my God. I love it. And after Sin Ti, we are going to listen to Vocabulario Básico from Rawayana Land.
Oof, their second album.
Their second
album. Epic. And then we're going to finish this segment with Mamita featuring Natalia Lafourcade, again, in the same album, Rawayana Land. So should we get started?
I think we should.
This is Sin Ti by Rawayana.
No puedo ni comer, es que no te puedo olvidar. Ay, vida mía, ayúdame. Sin ti no puedo vivir más. Y sigo así. Amor, y sigo así, es que mi vida sin ti no puedo vivir, no. I have to get on my knees and pray. Oh baby, it's not enough, no. Baby, it's not enough. I have to get on my knees.
Si no dejo de pensar en que lo de asintí, sin tu perfume sobre mí son como una tortura sin fin. Sí, ¿para qué quiero existir? Sí, ¿por qué me dejas así sin ti? Si tú eres la luz de mis ojos, razón de mi ser, naciste para mí. Yo no pensaba que fuera así, pero descubrí cuando yo te conocí que mi corazón comenzaba a latir. A ti no te podría mentir, jamás podría fingir. Tú eres todo lo bueno que hay en mí. Es que es muy triste mi vida sin ti, sin ti, sin ti, sin ti.
Y sigo así, sin tu amor. Sigo así, es que mi vida sin ti no puedo vivir, no. Sin ti no quiero.
sin ti, es que sin ti no puedo vivir más.
Trato de aplicar una nueva estrategia, de armar un complejo rompecabezas, de crear un difícil proyecto que invada tu sentido. Que no puedo transmitirte lo que mi mente piensa, pues esta letra será extensa. Ya no sé lo que hago, consultaré al diccionario y con estas seis cuerdas improvisarte un largo rato. Lo que siento,
no puedo
transmitirte lo que pienso.
No quiero
inventarte lo que pienso.
No puedo
transmitirte lo que pienso. Raro sería viéndome hablando un largo rato, diciéndote mil cosas tal cual cualquier hombre ingrato, regalándote el cielo sin tener con qué comprarlo y teniéndote feliz solo por vocabulario.
No quiero
inventarte lo que siento.
No puedo
transmitirte lo que pienso.
No quiero inventarte
lo que siento.
No puedo
transmitirte lo que pienso.
Thank you. cuerpo recostado del sofá. Quisiera entrar en tu sueño para vivir contigo en lo que en tu mente está. Todo es bueno, siempre hay un lado oscuro. Ahora no lo encuentro. Ay, mamita blanca, tienes la cosita que me encanta. Ay, mamita negra, portarse mal contigo a mí me alegra.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul here at CITR 101.9 FM. My name is DJ Bruja, and of course, with me is the one and only DJ D-Ron.
Welcome to Arraguayana special. Thank you, DJ Bruja, for that beautiful reintroduction for people who have been listening from the beginning. This is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Yeah. Mamita.
Yeah, that this is our Rawayana special here today because falta poco para el concierto. Again, Rawayana is visiting Vancouver, so-called Vancouver, on November 1st at Fortune Sound Club.
Fortune Sound Club.
Oh, I said it right.
Yeah, you said it right.
Wow,
you said it right.
Nice. My brain was like, what?
Fortune Club, Fortune Sound.
Sound. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it right now.
You get it. You get it.
But you know what? We really wanted to showcase the versatility of Rawayana. We've played many songs over the years at Viva Porú, but it always impresses us how much chameleonismo they have.
Yes.
You know, like they play a little bit of pop, a little bit of ska, a little bit of reggae. And I feel like they always bring that Rawayana essence into it, which I find exquisite. So I love them.
And that's why we're with them all the time, right? Like, even though they can do different genres and mix and have different sounds, they still always maintain something that Rawayana is so essence. Specific.
And it all goes back to RuPaul saying, you know, do whatever you want to do, but keep it under your brand, under your essence, which I find awesome. And I find that they do so well.
They do so well. They know who they are.
Yeah.
And we're here for it. In the background.
We are going to, of course, continue listening to some more songs. In the background right now is Caminando. And remember, we played this song in our Caminando special. A few months ago, or maybe a year ago.
Around this time.
Oh, yeah.
It was also a fall
last year
episode.
Whoa,
last year.
Flew by.
But you can find all our episodes on Spotify.
Yes.
Or anywhere you listen to your podcast. And also citr.ca/vivaporu.
Yes, you can find our entire archive of episodes there, including our first episode, which we're going to talk about in just a moment because it always comes back.
Yeah. We go back to the beginning of Vivaporu, which, by the way, this is our 63rd episode.
Whoa.
We're in the 60s now. We're in the sixth floor now.
You know, just tuning in, and we know that we have those loyal fans, loyal listeners. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And, you know, we do this for all of you as well. So we really hope you enjoy.
You know.
And, you know, Vivaporu wouldn't be Vivaporu without a cool llama fact.
I was going to say, our loyal listeners are probably wondering, where's the cool llama fact today?
The cool llama fact of this week is, you know, I needed some supplies from the dollar store, aka scotch tape and a bunch of random stuff. So I went to the dollar store nearby in UBC, and I found the coziest, the cutest llama costume for Halloween. Oh, so if you are looking for ideas, oh my goodness, go and find it. It was so fluffy. It was like a onesie with the hood. And the hood had, of course, like the little llama face and ears. But it looked just so cozy. Oh, like, it was so awesome. I really wanted to buy it, but I'm on a budget, so stop. Yes. But it was such a cute one. So, yeah, there you go. I think this could be a great idea for Halloween if you celebrate. So please make sure you grab yourself a llama costume.
Yes.
Or make yourself a llama costume.
Or make yourself one. You know, you mentioning this super cozy llama onesie. I'm like, I want it, of course. But it makes me think you could have two costumes in one. If you wear it completely, then you're like a cute llama.
Yeah.
But if you just wear half of it, you're the jarjacha.
Oh my goodness, stop. Mind blown.
Two.
Yeah, the half llama, half human creature that acechas the Andes, was it?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a
I don't know how to say
creature.
Stalk the Andes,
yeah,
I guess.
Like,
because last haunts. Year when we did our Halloween special, we talked about, like, you know, creepy and
mysterious,
scary. Yeah,
figures, legends.
Yeah.
From Latin American, jarjacha is a big one in the Andes.
In the Andes, yeah.
So you can decide.
Or you can also go the Cusco way for the, ¿cómo se llama? Las aventuras
las
del emperador.
Locuras del emperador.
Las locuras del emperador.
I want to be crunk.
What's the name of the lady?
Isma.
I want to be Isma.
We're the power couple. We're the power couple, DJ Bruja. I love that.
So yeah, definitely Vivaporu says go llama for this Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. should we continue with our Rawayana playlist here at Vivaporu?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, imagine we if should. I was, no.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. This was it.
Yes, we are going to start with Feriado. This whole segment actually is the new album. We're going to start with Feriado, epic song from the new album.
Song.
¿Quién trae las cornetas? Then we're going to listen to
Besos Ricos. Also,
Goyo, a Colombian artist, incredible, epic, legendary artist from Colombia who we have also played before with Chokip Down because she's the main, the lead singer. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Incredible. We played Goyo.
And then we're going to finish with
Hora Loca, also featuring amazing Colombian musicians, Monsieur Periné. This song, we're saying the way it pulls you to move and to dance and just to have an hora loca, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely magnetic, you know? Like I was telling you, I wake up early in the morning to go to work and sometimes I'm like, oh, this sucks. And then I play hora loca and I'm like, it's okay.
It's all good.
It's fine. You just got to shake some booty. You're fine.
Yes.
You're good.
That's exactly, precisely what you need in to tell yourself in those moments.
We are going to get started with Feriado by Rawayana here at Viva Porú.
Debería ser feriado el día que te hicieron. Dios estaba inspirado el día que tus padres se comieron. Una teoría de Wikileaks. Sé que el día histórico más feliz fue 9 meses antes de tu cumpleaños. Dicen científicos de la NASA que aquella tarde cerca de tu casa se registraron sucesos extraños. No hay que pasar a Cometa Halley. Ese año ni siquiera hubo mundial. No inventaron nada en Silicon Valley. Ni encontraron cura a una enfermedad. Esa tarde no se vuelve a repetir. Esa tarde te hicieron a ti, debería ser feriado.
Tocándonos, besándonos, comiéndonos. Apaga la luz, la zona está cool mientras estás tú. No nos hagan zoom, yo ya estoy abajo y arriba vas tú. Yo sé que mi punky te tiene enculado, tú mirándome porque estás a mi lado, wow. Hoy vamos a llegar donde nunca has llegado, a un sitio que nunca te has imaginado, wow. Hoy vamos a rolar lo que nunca he rolado. Te tengo volando y no hemos despegado. Si estoy en tu cama, ¿qué me importa el lado?
Tú eres lo más lindo que tenemos en la fiesta. Vamos a darnos besos ricos hasta que amanezca. Préstate un regalo, me llegaste de sorpresa. Terminamos juntos, tú sabes cómo se empieza. Tú eres lo más lindo que tenemos en la fiesta. Vamos a darnos besos ricos hasta que amanezca. Préstate un regalo, me llegaste de sorpresa. Terminamos juntos, tú sabes cómo se empieza.
Tú eres lo más lindo que tenemos en la fiesta. Vamos a darnos besos ricos hasta que amanezca. Destape un regalo, me llegaste de sorpresa. Terminamos juntos, tú sabes cómo se empieza.
Amigo, regáleme un traguito que me sorprenda. Una merienda, un dulce de su tienda. Que me ponga a bailar suavecito, bien pegadito. Con un guarrito que me hable bonito. Y que me lleve pa' la playa sobre las olas. Ay, que me moje en esas olas. De La Guaira pa' el Tayrona. Que me moje en esas olas.
Sola.
Sé que se me nota, porfa que me traigan otra copa. Dile al DJ que se ponga una de colado. Esta noche no vamos a llorar, hoy mi gente vino a vacilar. Nada más hora loca y una pastillita pa' el bajón.
Mi pana me regalan, no en la roca. Dime, parcerita, yo ando aquí en la misma nota. Vamos pa' La Guaira. Yo soy el chamito que no te va a andar con vaina. Fabuloso, matador. Desde que te vi ya me siento mejor. Vamos pa' la playa, contigo me voy. No traigo guarito, pero traigo ron. Vamos a parchar pa' sentirnos mejor.
Sé que se me nota, porfa que me traigan otra copa. Dile al DJ que se ponga una de colador. Esta noche no vamos a llorar, hoy mi gente vino a vacilar. Nada más hora loca y una pastillita pa'l bajón.
Se me nota, porfa que me traigan otra copa. Dile al DJ que se ponga una de cada dos. Esta noche no vamos a llorar, hoy mi gente vino a vacilar. Nada más hora loca y una pastillita pa'l bajón. Y unos chilaquiles pa'l bajón. Y unos chilaquiles pa'l bajón.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. Viva Porú, The Ointment for the Soul. That was Hora Loca by Raguayana and Monsieur Periné from the new Raguayana album, ¿Quién trae las cornetas? Raguayana will be playing on November 1st at Fortune Sound Club. It's sold out, but perhaps you can grab a ticket if you're lucky. Welcome back!
Welcome back to a Rawayana special here at Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma. DJ D-Rod is excited.
I'm so excited.
DJ D-Rod is excited. And yeah. I'm really excited too. Yeah. I'm already sweating.
DJ Bruja, the way I saw you feel that song here at the chair, on the chair, behind the board.
Hora wow. Loca is honestly one of my favorites of the new album. It just puts me in such a good mood. It just makes me want to dance and like let loose a little bit. And oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I really hope that they play it live, because I would die.
Yeah, yeah. No. I think they will play it live.
I really hope so.
I don't know what would happen. Just a riot or something.
And you know what? This in the background is Bolero with a V instead of a B. And we wanted to kind of play it again because it was the first song we ever played at Viva Poru. The first ever.
Whoa, just listen to that.
In our wow. Bolero special.
Ooh.
Oh.
The first ever, yeah. In our first special and the first song on the playlist. Yeah. And it really did sort of set it set the stage for Viva Poru to
really
be what it is. And we always love Rawayana. We'll always be playing Rawayana here at Viva Poru. We also wanted to talk about how fruity Rawayana is and their songs. Like simply in this song, they talk about someone's mouth looking like a mandarin.
Yeah.
Tangerine.
I feel like their lyrics, like you were talking about how they always bring a little bit of humor into their lyrics, which I find awesome. But also I find that they always kind of like they have this poetic, fruity style of lyrics, which I love. Even in Palmera del Desierto, Jugo de Guayaba.
Oh my God.
Tu boca sabe a mandarina.
Comiendo guanábana.
Ajá. So much of their lyrics, I think, has to do with this like flavor of fruits and like this game of, you know, bringing fruits into the conversation, which I love. If you are in the mood for fruits or something fruity, check out our past special, Fruta Special. I don't remember what number episode it was.
It was
probably a long time ago,
like
2 years
ago.
Yeah.
I think we recorded that one actually at your place when we were in lockdown.
Yeah.
So it might be
like 2020 probably.
Yes, 2020.
But it's a great episode and we should definitely make a part two of a Fruta Special.
Yes, we will, because we that's my sister Tiziana's favorite episode.
Aww,
whose birthday was actually last
oh my gosh,
Tuesday.
Happy belated
birthday, Taifa, te amo. I can't believe she's 20.
Oh my God. Me neither. When I went to visit you in Mexico, they were little kids.
They were so,
oh my God,
know,
they
my
were
siblings.
Little kids. How
now
crazy.
They're all grown up and listening to Viva Poru, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And well, we still, before we go, we still have another music segment, but we did want to talk about what's happening in the world and you know, we're so sad about everything that's happening, and We demand a ceasefire now and stand in solidarity with Palestine and the Palestinian people. And we wanted to share some resources with you.
Please make sure you check them out so that you can have a bit of information in your pocket and that you know kind of what's going on. And I feel like these resources would be super helpful to have and to check out. What's the first one?
The first one is a local magazine, Room Magazine, put out a wonderful guide of resources to educate, take action, and aid Palestine. That one you can look up online, Room Magazine, on Instagram as well. We also, the second one is from the PalestineFilmInstitute.org. They've made a list of films by Palestinian filmmakers available online to watch for free.
Yeah. And I know there are some in streaming platforms as well that you can check out. So I'm sure that you'll have that information in the list. But I think that would be such a great resource, especially if you are a bit more visual than you are into reading things. So that would be a great way to kind of get started and help out.
Yes, yes, definitely. And the last one, which is, you know, we're just mentioning this three resources here, but there's so many out there, and we encourage you to look for them and take action and join a protest or do whichever way you can, whatever you can do to help the situation and keep making noise and amplifying Palestinian voices. That's what we are all doing right now here, tinyurl.com/Palestine texts. That's a great drive. It's a Google Drive where people have been sharing educational texts, poetry, plus more by Palestinian people and Palestinian writers. And yes, we encourage you to check that one out as well. That's tinyurl.com/Palestine texts. And
we will make sure to post this list on our stories as well. So if you follow us on Instagram, @CITR, you should be able to find these resources there in case you did not have a pen and paper. or your phone or whatever. Yeah. And you can access them through our Insta. Make sure you check that out. We do have a few more songs to share with you before we go. These are going to be, well, actually, I think only one of them is from Trippy Caribbean, a great album by Rawayana. I believe it's from 2016, but it's so good. And this is Tu Cacas. We're going to start with Tu Cacas on our first, on our last segment, first song.
And Tu Cacas, well, what a fun song. Yes. And its lyrics too, all the games with the words. Oh, beautiful. Okay. Check out the music video too.
Yeah, and the humor, because it is a pretty funny song, so check it out.
Continuing with Ay 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 from Rawayana Land as well, their second
album, a classic.
I do have a core memory of my first years here in Vancouver.
Aww.
Just walking in the snow listening to Ay 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 and feeling the warmth inside.
I feel like that's such a great to describe Rawayana, you know. It does bring warmth into, especially what are cold winters sometimes.
Yes,
we're going to finish the episode with Váyanse Toda Mamá. And this is by, Rawayana, Los Amigos Invisibles and Cleo. And this is from their previous album. And the name is
Cuando acechan los acéfalos predomina.
Cuando los acéfalos predomina. I always forget it. This is probably one of the albums that I did not check out as much. So I feel like I need to do it because there's so many, great artists participating in it, like a cappella. So many awesome artists, including, Los Amigos Invisibles. But of course, we are going to play you some of this song so that you can check it out and make sure you listen.
Mm-hmm. This is just a tiny peek into the island that's Rawayana. I heard them describe Rawayana as a type of island that they go to when creating music and making music.
I didn't know that.
That's awesome. So this is just a taste
a
of
little
it.
Taste.
And we hope that you've enjoyed. And please stay tuned for more awesome programming here at CITR 101.9 FM. It's been great to be here with you on this Sunday evening.
Yes, thank you so much again for tuning in. Check out our Instagram for more information on how to help and how to take action with what's happening in the world. And other than that, we love you, we've missed you, and we will see you hopefully in 2 weeks.
Yay!
This is Viva por el Ungüento para el Alma here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yo vi a la luna amanecer
Tu Cacas
y iba aún vestida como ayer. Y el sol no piensa aparecer.
Cacas.
Cogió la plata del ron y se fue pa' otra galaxia. Ser sardinas enlatadas.
Pero aquí nada está mal, no te dejes engañar.
El martillo vive más, no tiene que trabajar. Y la superinflación
es un mito del pez globo.
¡Yeah!
El que tumba Wanda.
Obvio no me iba a contener. No me hablen de inflación, puro cuento del pez loro. Yo te invito a mi coral, lleno de felicidad. Tengo caballos de mar, los compré con Perla Madre.
Los pagatas oficial, nadie nos va a cuestionar.
Ay, ay, ay.
Ragadicu, pacu, sonera.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.